It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Hundreds of thousands of Georgians cannot afford health insurance, but more than 6 years after the Affordable Care Act took effect, state leaders have resisted expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. And recently, the chairman of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee proposed taking another look at some form of Medicaid expansion. Senator Renee Unterman is a Republican from Beaufort, and she joins us in her office. Senator, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
You've talked about a kind of third way, and some states like Arkansas have done that to get private insurance to some folks who can't afford coverage. So
right.
Give me a little more detail about how that would work.
Well, I think there's some states that have looked at Medicaid expansion and they've said no, 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 and especially Republican states.
Georgia's one of them.
Yes, and Georgia's one of them. And what some of them have done is said, well, let's look at it and see if we can do it our way. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is sustainability of how long can you actually sit there and say, no, 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 we don't want something, and continue to pump hundreds of millions of dollars into sustaining a system that's not very good anyway.
And you're having to do that because you are not drawing down the federal dollars that you would have had you expanded Medicaid
right,
under the Affordable Care.
The federal infrastructure has changed, but the state has not changed with it. And that was our decision. And I was one of the leaders in the leadership that decided not to do that.
In hindsight, was that a mistake?
I don't think so. We're a very conservative state. I think it was the right thing to do, to look at the direction. And you have to understand that we were right in the middle of the recession. We told the federal government, or asked the federal government, you know, give us a block grant and let us manage our money and do what we want to do with our money to give access to affordable health care. And unfortunately, they said no.
So how would this work for a consumer, for instance, who right now is in that gap where they are making too much money to afford assistance from the state, but they're not making enough to really afford health care insurance?
You don't want to give these people a handout. I understand that part of it. But if they contribute to what they're trying to purchase or get, they're not getting anything for free. They have some skin in the game, too. And that's part of what a waiver in, like, the Arkansas model is based upon.
But isn't the problem for many of those folks that they are already working and still can't afford health insurance? So how do you say to them you need to be working when they,
well, they would
when
have
some
a,
of them already
they
are?
They would have a lesser amount of money to pay. It wouldn't be a high rate, a high premium. They would just have to pay a minimal amount.
Other than the political objection, what's the problem with simply doing what other states have done? Louisiana, I think, is the latest one, and expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Wouldn't that draw down the most federal dollars that you're trying to get?
Well, the problem is that it's an escalating system, and because we didn't buy in at the very beginning, it's going down to 95% of reimbursement rate. So the longer you wait, the less money you're going to get reimbursed.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying the feds are entirely to blame for why it's taken so long?
Well, no. I would put some of the blame on the state of Georgia, because all along I've said, let's put waivers in, and say you put 10 waivers in, and this federal government doesn't like any of them. And I've always said, well, you know, that doesn't hurt my feelings. Maybe they would accept one waiver that was conservative and agreed with our philosophy of our ability to be able to take care of our folks. But unfortunately, we're in the midst of the firestorm, and we can't turn back the hands of time. The Affordable Care Act is here.
Is it here to stay?
Even if
Mr. Trump is elected and Republicans keep control of Congress, do you think it's here to stay?
I believe some form of it is here to stay, and that's why I'm willing to look at a waiver, because the hands of time are not going to be turned back, and we're not going to go back to a fee-for-service. The infrastructure's already changed. The insurance infrastructure has already changed. You can't flip back time. The state of Georgia is in a crisis as far as health care is concerned, and all I'm doing is looking for a little window out. And I consider every tool in that toolbox to be accessible.
Because we've waited this long, though, are we between a rock and a hard place in that we'll be getting fewer dollars from the feds now than we would have gotten had we started earlier, and we're going to have to pay bigger costs at the back end?
That's a good question, but I don't think you look in the rearview mirror. I think you look where you're going, and you can't look back.
Senator Renee Unterman is a Republican from Buford. She chairs the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. Senator, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.